It was a prayer request that someone emailed me to pray for their family. And the Holy Spirit spoke to me very clearly, and He said, you need a strategy on how to pray for them. Now, there are times where I believe it's necessary to go and take authority over the enemy. And I think I told you this this one story. It happened to us years ago, 7-8 years ago probably. They had set up a card reading place over here where Lowe's and Walmart is now. There used to be a hotel there. And they had set up a place where you could go to a psychic and get your fortune told. And when Kathy and I saw that sign, we didn't like it. This is in our neighborhood. It's on our back door. So we went over there and we drove around that a few times and we said, in the name of Jesus, we curse this work of the enemy right now in the name of Jesus. And it wasn't a little bit and they were gone. And then they moved down the road to 31 and 465 at the Holiday Inn and they set up shop there. So I said, well, they can't set up shop here. That's just not permissible. So we went over there and we drove around there and we took authority over it and we prayed and they were gone out of there within a couple weeks. Yeah, both of them are gone now. So, but there are times where you have to take authority over the enemy. Now, this is something that the Lord showed me. And to be honest with you, it may go on maybe another Sunday or so, what He showed me about how to pray for people that you love, for people that we should love all people, right? Not just our family, but we should love all people. This is on how to pray for the lost. And I believe the Lord showed me this, and we will go get into this here. You know, one thing I don't like, Kathy and I were talking about this, is we've prayed for her brothers for 22 years. And I think it's gone long enough. It's gone long enough. And I said, before we start praying, Kathy, you and I are going to sit down and we are going to study this and get this in our hearts before we pray for them. Now, the Bible tells us in 2 Corinthians 4:4 that it's the God of this world that blinds the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. Now, from this we know Satan uses something to hinder people from seeing the light of the gospel. And all the light of the gospel is the image and character of God, and it's that light is what reveals God to the lost. Or it reveals, the light is what reveals God to the lost. Okay? So, as I thought about this and meditated on it, I listened to the Holy Spirit and I kept asking, Lord, how do I pray for these people? It's pretty obvious to me here that there's an enemy out there that's blinding these people. And he's using some sort of distraction, and I believe that distraction is deception. He just simply deceives people. So, there's a key here. And the light is how Saul got saved. If you read in Acts 9:3, it says, as he journeyed, and it talks about Saul, he came near Damascus, and suddenly there shined round about him a light from heaven. So he got saved as a result of that light. And then let me read this here to you. In Acts chapter 9, in verse 1, and Saul, yet breathing out threatenings and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord, went unto the high priest and desired of him letters to Damascus to the synagogues, that if he found any of this way, whether they were men or women, he might bring them bound unto Jerusalem. As he journeyed, he came near to Damascus, and suddenly there shined round about him a light from heaven, and he fell to the earth and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? So he saw something and he heard something. There was two things. He heard and he saw something. Okay? And this is what, how he was converted. Now this light that Saul saw is the same light when you get the revelation of God's Word. It's the very same light. Okay? It is the very same light. Psalm 119:130 says, "The entrance of thy words gives light. It gives understanding unto the simple. Now, a believer can only be the light of the world, like it says in the Word, if they get a revelation of the Word of God. Now, I'm not just talking about simply reading the Word. There is a spirit-to-spirit contact that a person must make with the Holy Ghost, where the Holy Spirit reveals that Word to them, and that Word then manifests itself out as light. That's what why it talks about in Matthew 5:14. You are the light of the world. You can only be a light to this world when you get a revelation of God's Word. Okay? Now, that's why Paul said in Ephesians 1, Ephesians 3, and Colossians 1, why it was so important that they get an understanding. He said, I pray that they would have a spirit of wisdom and understanding in the Word of God. Why? Because that was a key in order for me and you as a believer to have that light shine forth so the believer could see it. Okay? Now, and we'll get to how we pray and what we have to do in order to see the lost saved. Now, this is very interesting. How God draws a person to Him. All right? In John 6:44 it says, "No man can come to me except the Father which has sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day. It is written in the prophets, and they shall be all taught of God. Every man therefore that hath heard and hath learned of the Father cometh unto me." Now this process is how God draws a person to Him. There's the work of the Holy Spirit involved here also. But that person has to hear and learn of the Father. This is how God starts drawing a person to Him, is when they hear and learn of the Father. Did you catch that? If I'm unsaved, if I'm lost, what has to happen in order for me to get saved? I have to hear and learn of the Father. Okay? That's what it says right there. I have to hear and learn of the Father. So how do they hear and learn of the Father? And this is very simple. How shall they call on Him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in Him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? Every one of us is really a preacher. Every one of us is a preacher. So if I've got an unsaved loved one, if I've got an unsaved neighbor, or whoever it may be, at some point in time, they have got to hear, and they've got to also be able to get an understanding of the Father. Right? Okay, and this is very simple here. Now, how do I pray? Here, this is very important. If your relatives are out wherever, usually it's much simpler, it's much easier for someone to get saved other than yourself that's intimately involved with them telling them, usually. So, here's what I do. I pray to the Lord of the harvest that He will send forth laborers into the harvest. That's the word I stand on. This is Matthew 9:38. Matthew 9:38. It says, "Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that He will send forth laborers into His harvest." Now, I start praying for Him. Lord, send this person. Send a laborer, Father, to my cousin, Lord, that you would meet them where they're at. Now, I can stand on that and I can pray that. Now, here's the three things I must pray for. a worker to tell them about God, I pray for that worker. I pray specifically for that worker. And I'll pray Ephesians 1, Ephesians 3, and Colossians 1 for them. And then I pray for the person that I'm praying for, that he would hear and learn about God. Now, there is something here, if you noticed, that I didn't mention to pray for or do. I did not mention taking authority over the devil. Why? Because when this person, this worker, whether it's a worker or you, okay, when they are walking in the light, it will always dispel the darkness. Right? It will always dispel the darkness. How do you overcome evil? With
light.
You overcome evil with good. You overcome evil with light, okay? In Acts, when they ministered, okay, they didn't run around rebuking the devil all the time. They preached the gospel and they demonstrated the word with power. Now in Mark 16:20 it says, and they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following. Very key. So I'm praying for that person that's trying to minister to my family or whoever it is. If it's me, then I'm praying for this revelation in my life in Ephesians 1, 3, and Colossians 1, so that that person can see and hear God. Right? I'm not telling you anything different than what I've told you in times past of allowing the Word abiding in us. Okay? Now, there's something else I have to do, and this is always, I'll be honest with you, this is something that has bothered me for the longest time, and I didn't really know why. People would ask me to pray for their family, but that's all they would ask me for. And that's all they were praying for. It was like, and I just sensed in my spirit, you know what? You are so selfish. That's what I would sense in my spirit. You are just so selfish. And I'll tell you why. I must do this thing. If I'm wanting my family saved, then I have to be willing to do the same thing myself. Okay? I have to be walking in that light myself. Okay? This is just not about me and mine. Okay? It's about a lost world that's going to hell. And we are to love them equally as we love our own family. I believe this is an essential key in seeing people come to Christ. It's when the love develops to the point where, you know, Lord, I've prayed, I've believed, and I'm not only believing for my family, but I'm also believing for others. Amen? Now, if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. Now, I have to be willing to walk in that light. So how do I pray? I start praying. I say, Father, here's how Kathy and I are going to pray for her brothers. Father, we believe and we agree that Greg and Joe, that you're going to send someone to minister to them the gospel, whether it's us or them. And then we're going to start praying Ephesians 1, 3, and Colossians 1 over that person and over us. And once we pray that, guess when we get our answer? Right then and there. The Holy Ghost then starts working. He starts working. And He starts moving on their behalf. Now they've got a choice to make. I believe the moment we pray and the moment we get a revelation of that word, we get our answer. And things are going to change. I'm not waiting around another 22 years for them. I'm not going to do that. I want to see him saved now. Right?
Amen.
So, as I was praying for him, as I was praying for this, you know, I've told you over the past several weeks about the answers, and it just seems like now the prayer time that I've had has increased exponentially because of that one thing that the Lord showed me about when I get an answer and I get it now when I pray. Okay? This is no different praying for your family or anyone else. You get the answer now. Okay? When you all prayed this morning, I believe we got the answer right then and there. Right? The Holy Spirit, I'm praying and I'm believing for a light to go forth in those people's lives that they will see the gospel. They will see the character and image of God. Amen? It's really actually pretty simple. It's not hard. All we have to do is acknowledge that we've had an audience with the Creator of the universe and say, Lord, I believed, I received an answer to that prayer now. Obviously, God is not willing that any should perish, right? That's what His Word says. He's not willing that any should perish, but everyone come to everlasting life. So I can take this with what I've been learning here and apply it to every area. Whether it's my family, whether it's my health, or whether it's my finance, whatever it is, I can take this and apply this in every area. And that's how I do it. Now guess what? You're going to hear a testimony of Greg and Joe getting saved.
Yes. Yes.
You're going to hear a testimony of them getting saved. They need to get saved. You know, everyone that's lost needs to get saved.
Not only them, but their families.
And their families. So all the way down the line, my neighbors need to get saved. Amen?
There's someone that they work with that needs to be saved.
Amen. Now, I know that when we've prayed before that we've gotten answers to the prayer because he worked for someone that would sit there and talk to him about Jesus all the time. So we prayed that. We said, Lord, bring that person in, that worker, into the harvest. And he even admitted that guy would talk to him about Jesus. So, don't give up. Don't give up on him. Okay? You get your prayer, you get the answer to that prayer now. Now, does everyone see that? And this is how I pray. Let me go over this again. This is how I pray. I pray for a worker. If I'm not around, if they're in another state, I'm praying for another worker. Okay? And I base that on that one verse that I showed you. What was that? Matthew 9:8, I believe, or something like that. 9:38. That's what I base that on. And then I pray for that person. And then I'm praying for the person that's the recipient, they would hear and learn about God, because that's a key in John chapter 6. That they would learn or hear and learn about God. That their heart would be open. Okay?
Amen.
Amen? So, how do I overcome the evil? I overcome it with the light. Now, as I walk in the light, guess what? When my city's under attack, when my city is under attack, I walk in the light because it'll dispel that darkness. What would happen if all God's people start walking in the light? It'd be changed. Amen? And it's very simple to walk in the light. Now, let me tell you something. Someone in here mentioned about the flu. You know, we got this, the world, and I'm going off from this, the World Health Organization raised the pandemic level to 6. Let me tell you how you can walk free of that plague. Okay? It's very simple. Let me look it up here. John chapter 8. Okay, it's John chapter 8, verse 59. John chapter 8, verse 59. Then took they up stones to cast out him, but Jesus hid himself and went out of the temple, going through the midst of them, and so passed by. Okay? Now I want you to keep that in mind. This is what Jesus did. He's just imagine out here, he's in the temple, okay? And if you all were trying to stone me, how in the world would I get out of here? It'd be kind of hard. But the Bible says here, they took up stones to cast out at him, but Jesus hid himself and went out of the temple, going through the midst of them, and so passed by. Now in John chapter 1, verse 5, it says this, "And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not." Okay? Did you all catch that, how he walked through? Jesus said, "I am the light of the world." In Matthew chapter 5, it said in there that the people sat in great darkness, and what? They saw light, but the darkness couldn't comprehend it. Right? Those Pharisees were sitting in darkness, and they couldn't comprehend the light. That's how he was able to escape. Because the light or the darkness can't comprehend the light. Y'all catch that? Okay? Now, how do you walk free from the plague? In Psalm 91, it says, where does the plague dwell? The plague dwells where? In darkness, right? So if I'm walking in the light, the darkness can't comprehend it. I'm free of the plague. Do y'all understand that? Okay. That is just a little lesson on how the benefit of walking in the light. If I'm walking in the light, the darkness can't comprehend the light. Therefore, I can walk free of what's in the darkness. Because it can't comprehend the light. Can't touch what's in the light. So, that's how Jesus escaped. And that's how you escape. Okay? As you walk in the light. So people need to see the light, you and me, as the light of the world in order to get saved. So, very simple, how to pray for your family, how to apply this, take this and apply it, and you'll see answers to your prayers. Amen?
Amen.
We shouldn't, as believers, go around with none of our prayers being answered, or just maybe 30% of them, or just 20% of them. Every prayer that we pray according to the Word of God can be answered.
Amen?
Amen. And that may seem, and I can sense it's a stretch for some of us. It's like, I'm not used to that, but that's what God wants. Because we gave the scriptural evidence for it in John chapter 14 and John chapter 15. That every prayer that we pray can be answered. And then that sentence there, that question that God kept asking me, what would happen if all your prayers were answered? Wow. 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 So, I won't continue anymore. I know we got our picnic today, so we will continue with this in the next few weeks to continue this and how we'll let the Holy Spirit lead us to where He wants to take us with this.